Midwest weather conditions were rather mixed yesterday and will be that way again today. And most of the region is going to see shower and thunderstorm activity at one time or another as we go forward through the next 7 days. But the precipitation over the next two will likely be more concentrated on the central portions of the region rather than in the majority of the area. In other words, we'll see rain and thunderstorms focused on Illinois, portions of Indiana, and parts of Ohio as we move forward through these next few days. I don't think we'll see very many locations that get the kind of heavy rain that's going to be occurring in areas off to the west, but there will be still some shower and thunderstorm activity. Today's precipitation will be focused on Iowa and northern Missouri and areas eastward to southern Michigan and portions of northern Ohio. As we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, the precipitation is going to become a little bit more erratic and distributed over a larger portion of the eastern Midwest, but we're not expecting the precipitation to be very concentrated or as heavy as what will occur during a part of the day today in portions of the region I have described. There will still be planting progress made over these next 2 days, with tomorrow and probably Thursday being favorable days for getting field work accomplished in quite a few locations east of the Mississippi River, mainly because of the erratic nature of shower and thunderstorm activity that will occur and the continuation of warm temperatures that will prevail as well. In the western Corn Belt, it's a bit of a different story. Many areas in the west will likely see repetitive rain and thunderstorms over these next few days, causing a bit of a delay in farming activity. It will become heavy as far as the rain intensity is concerned in portions of Kansas and portions of Oklahoma, maybe Missouri, southern Iowa as well, and some of that bleeds into portions of Illinois as we get into the latter part of this week. Some of the rain intensity will be great enough to stall field work for an extended period of time, but a lot of the wettest areas are the areas that have seen the best field progress in recent weeks with the drier bias. There will be plenty of moisture in hard red winter wheat country as well, and some areas may start to be threatened by some wet weather disease by the time we're done with the first part of next week, when a second storm system is planned on moving through the region at some point over the course of the weekend. The northern U.S. plains and parts of the upper Midwest, where it's been driest so far this spring, will get an opportunity for relief from the dry bias as we move forward through this midweek period. But after that, the precipitation potentials may fall off again, so it'll be a temporary improvement for parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and areas northward into Canada will probably find those areas drying out again a little later down the road. Our temperatures across the heart of the Midwest are going to be warm as we move forward through this week. Most daily high temperatures will run in the upper 70s and lower 80s across the lower two-thirds of the Midwest. Only the Great Lakes region will likely see cooler bias conditions with upper 60 and 70 degree temperatures occurring periodically. It looks like Thursday will be warmest with 80 degree temperatures possibly getting up into portions of southern Michigan as well as southern Wisconsin. Only areas near the lake will likely be a little bit cooler. Now, in the western portions of the Corn Belt, temperatures will be a little bit less warm because of the cloud cover and precipitation will occur periodically and higher humidity. There'll be a lot of 70s there, a few lower 80s, but when you travel to the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, temperatures may be cooled back to the upper 50 and 60 degree readings by the end of this week. There's no risk of any kind of significant cold weather across the Midwest anytime soon, but there is going to be a cooling tendency late in the weekend and early part of next week. The bottom line is that fieldwork in the eastern parts of the Midwest will advance around shower and thunderstorm activity for the next few days, while the western Corn Belt sees a higher level of frequency of precipitation and greater rain amounts, causing a bit more significant delay in farming activity. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.